Welcome back to Mountain Money on KPCW. Our next guest is Derek Miller. He's the president and CEO of the World Trade Center Utah. Derek, welcome to Mountain Money.
Well, Doug, it's good to be with you this morning.
So, Derek, we just had a woman author as our previous guest. She's talking about future first and how companies can take advantage of the future. What's the future look like economically here in Utah?
Well, I don't have a better crystal ball than anyone else, but I can tell you we're looking at the future as an indicator of what's happening now. It looks pretty good for Utah. I'm sure you and your listeners know that Utah's at the top of the mountain as it relates to economy right now. We're doing remarkably well in the state of Utah. Fastest growing economy right now, one of the lowest unemployment rates in the nation. And now we just hope that our federal government doesn't mess things up. We've got a good thing going on here in Utah, and we want to keep it going.
Derek, you're going to be up here tomorrow to talk about the Wasatch Back Economic Summit. It's an all-day forum happening at the Zermatt Resort. And as the keynote speaker, speaking specifically to Summit and Wasatch counties, we had a little bit of a preview from Natalie Gochner when she was on the show with us a couple of weeks ago. She talked about the challenges of the economy and what she called the urban ring, kind of where Wasatch and Summit County are, where we're rural economies right up against those fast-growing metropolitan areas. In fact, Wasatch County is the fastest-growing micropolitan area, I believe. There are some unique challenges in these two particular counties. What do you think they're going to hear tomorrow?
Well, I can tell you this. Not only is Wasatch County and, of course, Summit County different from the rest of the Wasatch Front, different from each other in many ways. But I had an interesting experience last summer. Our organization, the World Trade Center Utah, along with the Office of the Lieutenant Governor, led what we called the 25,000 Jobs Tour. You may recall that in the governor's State of the State address last January at the beginning of the legislative session, he talked about the fact that not all of Utah is benefiting in the same way, not growing economically in the same way. And so he set a goal to create 25,000 jobs in the 25 counties off of the Wasatch Front. As part of the governor's initiative, the lieutenant governor and I led this 25,000 jobs tour, and we went to all 25 counties. And we learned, as if we didn't already know this, that every one of our 25 counties are very different from each other. So really, Renee, the answer to your question begins with how does Summit County want to grow? How does Wasatch County want to grow? It's just critically important that however economic development occurs in each of our 29 total counties in the state, that be locally driven and based on what the people want to see in their community.
So it sounds like growth is inevitable in Summit and Wasatch County, but Natalie had mentioned a silent recession where she said, even though right now we're in prosperous times, there are 8 rural counties where their economies are contracting. They're getting smaller every year. And she talked about the realism that we need to face about, you know, certain economies have passed and it's time for these counties to maybe look towards the future. And it sounds like this state tour helps them do that. Are you seeing things like perhaps high tech making a difference in these counties?
Absolutely. And in a number of different ways. Let me mention just a couple of them. First of all, our high-tech companies are having a really difficult time finding workforce. It's just their number one challenge right now in trying to find enough people to fill the jobs that they have. The governor recently convened a meeting of these high-tech companies, and there were about 100 of them represented at the Capitol, and he asked the question, how many of you are growing right now? Every single hand went up. He asked, how many of you are having a hard time finding enough people to fill those jobs? Every single hand in the room went up. And then he talked about the opportunity, especially in the tech industry, that we have to take those jobs that are going unfilled and moving them off of the Wasatch Front. and looking at some of the counties that are really struggling right now. The way that technology works, it doesn't, these jobs don't have to just be located in one geographic area. So that's an initiative that we're helping out on. And then I would say that technology helps in a second way. It goes specifically to the work that's done at the World Trade Center, Utah. And that is helping more Utah businesses to do international business, to take the great Utah products and services that we build here and sell them to customers around the world. And the way that e-commerce works now, there's just no reason that a company located in Montezuma Creek or Grouse Creek at either corner of the state of Utah can't be competing like a business along the Wasatch Front End.
Well, let's switch gears. We're talking about, you know, you were talking about how different counties can compete to help out their local economy. There is in the news right now a big national competition, and Utah was in the running for this. This is Amazon's second headquarters. I'm curious, as a economist, and I think we're like halfway through the process, and Utah was in the running. I believe we've been told we're not on the short list. There's a couple other companies, I believe Denver, Philadelphia, places like that are still in the running. As an economist, what are some lessons that you've learned as you looked at Utah's bid and maybe how this process is unfolding?
Well, of course, we would never turn down an opportunity to bring a great company like Amazon to Utah. But I have to be honest with you when I tell you I'm not sure that we as a state were prepared to have another 10,000 jobs in one fell swoop. And it's not to say that we're, you know, not doing well or we don't have great people, but we have to grow in a smart way. That is really our number one challenge right now. How are we going to grow and handle the challenges that come with success? Let me give you three quick examples of big projects that we have going on in the state right now. The first one is with the prison being moved. That opens up the north side of Silicon Slopes. That is going to be a tremendous growth opportunity for our state. Secondly, we've got the airport rebuild, expanding an international airport in the state of Utah, which only increases our connections to the world. And then the third is the possibility of building an inland port in the northwest quadrant where I-80 and I-15 come together and where the rail lines come together. Three really big projects over the next just few years, but they are going to add challenges. They're going to add challenges with thousands of new employers, new families. How are they going to be educated? How are they going to get to work? What are the transportation challenges? What are the water and other natural resource challenges? What are the air quality implications? So we want to grow, but we want to grow in a smart and manageable way.
The governor gave a speech at the Utah Economic Summit a couple of weeks ago that was very focused on globalism and the future for trade in our state. Are you worried about the tariff situation?
I am worried about it. I can tell you I'm worried about it for three reasons. Number one, a tariff is just another kind of fancy name for a tax, so I'm not sure why we'd be interested in raising taxes on consumers. We talk about putting tariffs on products that are coming on companies outside of the U.S. as if somehow we think those companies will pay the tariff. Well, they don't. They pass those tariffs, those taxes, on to consumers. So when we talk about tariffs, we're talking about higher prices on consumers. So that's not a good thing. Secondly, I'm concerned about it because it actually puts at a competitive disadvantage companies that are located here in Utah. Our Utah companies are doing great things economically, doing great things from an export standpoint. We're an export surplus state.
Hi, Derek.
Are
you
back?
Oh, good. Okay. We know that you were limited on time. And how much more time do we have with you?
I've got as much time as you want. You just tell me when to stop talking.
Okay. Well, we have a few minutes. Let me begin the conversation again. We were cut off kind of midstream, but I'm going to go with a different question, if that's okay. And that is,
sure.
You were talking about some of these challenges with growth for Utah, and they're big challenges, right? It's how our transportation system, it's our educational system. How are we going to educate all of these new families that move here? Housing, the air quality, water quality, and it takes a lot of leadership. The economic prosperity that Utah has today, I think we have our legislature from a decade ago, from 20 years ago, to thank for what we're seeing today. And I know the World Trade Center is playing a leadership role in this economic development. Talk to us about how you see the role of the World Trade Center in helping to address some of these challenges.
You know, Doug, you're making a really important point here. When we talk about how well Utah is doing economically with one of the lowest unemployment rates and the fastest job growth rate in the country right now, it would be easy to sort of pat ourselves on the back and say, gosh, aren't we doing a great job? But if we do that, we're making a grave mistake because, number one, we aren't realizing that what we're benefiting from is the good work and the good decisions that were made decades ago. We are reaping what others have sown. And the reason why that's important to remember is because we have to ask ourselves, what good decisions will we make today so that our children and our grandchildren 20 or 30 years from now will look back and be in an equally prosperous situation that we find ourselves in. So we have to be willing to make tough decisions, make the investment that we need to, whether it's investment in education or investment in infrastructure. We talked for a moment about the possibility of an inland port, which would really be a game changer for our state. So if we can make those good decisions now, people will look back and they'll say, hey, aren't we grateful that those people in the year 2018 had good vision and made good decisions?
All right. Well, Derek, we need to leave it there. Sorry again for the hiccup earlier, and thank you for rejoining us. Our guest has been Derek Miller. He's the president and CEO of the World Trade Center Utah. Derek, thank you for joining us on Mound Money.
Good to be with you, Doug and Renee. Take care.